Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus, presented by the Kashrus Awareness Project in conjunction with Torah Anytime. Today, I am privileged to be joined by Rav Shmuel Furst, Dayan of Agudas Yisrael of Illinois. Thank you, Rav Furst. How are you?
No problem. Baruch Hashem.
Thanks for coming again.
Yes.
We appreciate it. So today, I'd like to speak to the Rav about the topic of Nishtana Ateva. We know that there are certain foods that Chazal tell us one shouldn't eat because of sakana, because of danger. However, there are those in the Achroinim who say that there are certain sakanas that don't apply nowadays. For example, the Magen Avraham says that the sakana of fish and meat together is not negeya nowadays. So could the Rav give some guidance on which areas of sakana when it comes to food still apply and what doesn't apply?
Well, that itself is a machlaikus. Where do you say Nishtana Teva, not Nishtana Teva? Most Paiskim hold that Moshe, fish and meat, like the case the Magen Avraham is talking about, fish and meat is Nishtana Teva. Most Paiskim are Machmer not to cook fish and meat together. There's even a Machlaikas a Paiskim if it's Batal B'Shishim. Normally you have Halacha Bal Shit with treif and so on. Do you say Chamis Kanta Mesura is fish more chomer or not? The senses of most Paiskim, the Kusa Kesef speaks out, and most of the Chayim hold like the Rosh Shulchan, other Paiskim hold like the Kusa Kesef, and they hold that it's batul b'shishim. That's why you find some Hechsherim, they give on a certain type of fish sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
Right, I can't pronounce it.
No one can pronounce it.
Whatever it is, since it's batul b'shishim, therefore it's okay. That's why the OU and other Kasha organization give it, because they hold the Dina like the Kusa Kesef, as batul b'shishim. There are some Shitas that are machmer, but the census of most Paiskim is to be, the Taz is Machmer, but the census of most Paiskim is to be Machmer, that any fish that's in there is Batul B'Shishim, and meat is Batul B'Shishim.
Meaning that Lechatchila you could use it with meat, the sauce?
Lechatchila could use it with meat. Even quote the Shittas are Machmer, that's only if there's Mamoshes of fish, even less than Shishim, they're Machmer. But just a fish pot, that the Taz speaks out clearly in two places in Yerudea, that it's mutar l'chatchila. The blias, with that much even, there's no one that's machman blias. It used to be in olden times, those who are older probably remember that the mother had a special fish pot. They cook fish in it. The reason why they were machman, in Europe everyone was machman, because they weren't able to clean out the pots very well. So maybe there's some mamoshes there, so therefore they were machman. Today there's no reason to have a special fish pot. As long as you clean the pot well, it's mutar chachila, it's a Taz speaks out. As long as there's no mamosha, it's okay. So today we have cleansers today with soap and so on. So today we don't have that problem anymore. That's why the Olam is meikel to use this fish pot. Even the Taz speaks out, even it's a ben yoma. I just use it with meat or vice versa. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait meis leis. Tonight's time come. It's mutar chachila even if it's a ben yoma.
But you should clean it out first,
clean
obviously.
Out. Yeah, clean you have
it
to clean out. Right.
And you find that by meals also people are mocked, but obviously not to eat fish and meat together. They'll take a drink or eat something in between.
Moshe, let's say if you have fish, for the beginning
appetizer,
of a meal.
Appetizer.
The beginning of a meal. Or maybe in Shabbos, you had fish first, and then after you have soup and chicken afterwards. So kenuch hadocha, you wash your mouth out, you drink something, and you also eat something. Kenuch hadocha, then you can have meat right afterwards.
Right. Now, as far as garlic, which the Gemara talks about, that garlic that's left overnight, as far as being a sakana, there's a tshuva from Reb Shmuel Vosner where he comments that the mechaber doesn't seem to bring that la halacha.
Yeah, but the Shulchan Aruch brings it down la halacha, and the Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Kuta Halachos, the Gemara is in Masechta Nidah Daf Yudzayin. So the Chofetz Chaim writes in his Sefer in Hagoyis on that piece of Gemara in the Kuta Halachos on Kachim, there he writes Roy Lachma. That's his Lashon, should be Machma. Same thing, the Shulchan Aruch also is Machma. The Maisa, we are Noeg L'Hachma. However, Rav Moshe, and it seems of Shlomo Zalman, printed in Elich Shlema, hold the same thing, that since we don't know the reason of it, therefore, Ein Bo Elich Hadushai. So let's say, for instance, the onion. We'll talk about garlic in a second. Onion. Okay. If you cut off the head of an onion, leave it overnight, or you take you have eggs, cooked eggs, and you have... you take off the shells and you leave all the shells off overnight, then you have to throw it out. The Gemara says, if you do eat it that way, it's chayv b'nafshei. So Rav Moshe held that if you cut the onion in pieces before the day before, Or you take the eggs and you make egg salad, like Erev Shabbos. Some people make egg salad for Shabbos lunch. Since Ein Bo Chadusha only wants the whole egg without the shell. But Lo Yitzur, it's with the shell. Or Tim Tzolayim, it's with the shell alone, without the shell. Then overnight, you're not allowed to. But if I chop the egg, or I keep the peel on still, then you, if you have it, there's no problem. It's only peeled egg. It's only a bay of color, a cooked egg. Same thing the onion. Onion, I have the whole onion, I just carve the head. I carve the head. Head means the part that has the hair on. That's the head. The part that sticks to the ground.
Okay, yeah.
So if you cut that off and you leave it overnight, you now eat that onion the next day. However, if you chop the onion up before day before, then there's no problem. It's only Ein Bo Chadusha. Just one more thing.
Yeah,
sure. So Ein Bo Chadusha, so it's chopped up. Moshe in the Tshuva, in your day, Chel Gimel, I think, Simon Chof, there he writes that if you do it commercially, it's also okay. Sometimes you buy egg, you buy onions or eggs, peeled eggs. You buy industrial. You buy peeled eggs and so on. So then he held if it's industrial, then also you don't have to throw it out. That's why the Kashas Orgzesh gives a
Hashkoch
on it, because there's Simon Chama Moshe's Tshuva. However, privately, if the egg is chopped up in pieces or the onion is chopped up in pieces, it's mutter lechachil to have it overnight.
To clarify, as far as onions, eggs, and garlic that are chopped up.
Garlic powder, yeah. It's chopped up, so it's
garlic
no problem.
Powder is not a problem.
No problem.
Is that only because it's a different form, or even if it's in the original garlic,
doesn't
egg, or
make
onion,
a difference.
Doesn't make
as
a difference?
As long as it's cut up, and that's it.
Does it have to be mixed with other foods?
No.
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 And let's say an egg.
I don't even know where they get to say. Some forums say that if you have a peeled egg and you put some salt on it or some garlic on it, it doesn't say it anywhere. That is no marker for that. At least I never saw a marker for that. The only I saw in Shmir's Gofer Nefesh brings it down, but we don't consider it as I don't know where the marker is from, but I know clearly this is what your Moshe held. If it's chopped up, then there's no problem.
If people keep a small piece of the shell connected to the egg,
also
or something.
Some people break it down, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's peeled. If it's peeled, it's peeled.
It's peeled.
Some say if you leave some of the shell on it, it's okay. That became on to the Chazal.
Is that all? And it's because Chamir is Hakanta Meisura, so
it's in the Gemara. It's Chayz Benafshe. It's a Lashon Gemara. I raise him Chayz Benafshe.
Right. How about leaving food under beds and things like that? Where,
so that's a mechaba in your day, Simon Kufta Zayin. If you leave it under a bed, you should not leave it on the bed. What else be the Evid? So the Kivege brings down, Rehan Kufta Zayin your day, he brings down the Shvus Yankov that says, but the Evid's okay. But in the Pischachuva brings down the Biagrod, that's very machma, that you should not eat it. But that's only Eichel Mamashkin. Let's say if I keep a clothing under a bed, there's no problem. If I keep a safe under the bed, there's no problem. It's only Chazal said only Eichel and Mashkim, nothing else.
So you shouldn't keep it under a bed if you did. But
the Evid's okay.
How about people? Someone just asked me this. Yeah. People traveling either in a car. It's usually not neged to put food under a seat. But let's say on a plane, especially a long flight, and people are sitting and they're sleeping and they're putting food under a seat.
There's a tshuva in Michas Yitzhak has a child by carriage, a baby carriage.
Right.
You know, you walk a baby in the street, you go shopping, and on the bottom there's a little space to keep the food there. So he writes in Shuv, it's okay. That's not. It's only talking about a bed he normally sleeps in.
Uh-huh.
Normally people are sleeping in a baby carriage. So then Koshkin also by airplane would be the same thing.
Okay, thank you so much.